Let's call this meeting of the House Judiciary Committee. Okay. Let's call this meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. It is Monday. I guess I haven't woken up yet. It's Monday, April 3rd, 2023. It is 1:30 p.m. Before we begin, I want to thank Joanna Crossett, the Senate Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Talia Eames from the Juneau LAO, who makes sure we have sound. At this time, I want to remember committee members and those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Senator Kaufman. Senator Giesel is actually in another committee presenting a bill. Senator Tobin, my vice chair, Senator Keel, and myself, Senator Klayman. We have a quorum to conduct business. Our first order of business today is confirmation hearings. The president has referred the following governor's appointments to the Judiciary Committee, the State Commission for Human Rights, and the Alaska Police Standards Council. Members have received resumes or applications for each appointee. The appointees are either online or in person and will testify and will open public testimony. And for appointees, because you're on the phone, please make sure you're not on a speakerphone, as the sound quality is not as clear and it is often difficult to hear what you are saying. We'll start with Ms. Cernich, who has been appointed to the State Commission for Human Rights. Ms. Cernich, please state your name for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Thank you, Chairman and Senators. It's an honor to be here today before you and to be appointed to the Human Rights Commission. My name is Sheila Cernich. I have lived in Anchorage, Alaska almost 35 years. I retired in 2019 after 30 years as a union electrical contractor. Over the years, I've had an opportunity to work with and manage a diverse group of people. I was 14 years old when in 1964 the Civil Rights Act was enacted. I can remember watching the violence and protests and marches on a little black and white television. The word discrimination was ever present. We have come a long way since then, but discrimination is still prevalent in our society today. During those years, there was very little protection or recourse for those who experienced discrimination. My family and I faced discrimination personally. No one should ever have to feel the pain and humiliation of discrimination. The Human Rights Commission gives a voice and a platform to those who believe they have been discriminated against. I believe everyone deserves to be protected, treated fairly and justly and equally as is allowed by the law. I have a dedicated and thorough work ethic. I believe my life experience, belief in justice, compassion, and understanding would be an asset to this commission. It would be my honor to serve. Thank you.
And just for clarification, are you a reappointment to the commission, or is this your first appointment to the commission?
Chairman, this is my first appointment to the commission.
Thank you very much. Are there questions for Ms. Cernich from any members of the committee? Senator Keel.
Mr. Chairman, I have to ask this question delicately because there are there are some, I think there's a lot of pending litigation out there about whether the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in a case about, it was probably about 3 years ago now, that in a case involving employment law, the term discrimination on the basis of sex includes discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and also gender identity. The litigation that's out there today involves whether that same reasoning applies to discrimination claims when it comes to education, housing, credit, some of the other things in Alaska's human rights law. So, Ms. Cernich, without asking you to weigh in on the current litigation, let me first ask, are you familiar with the issue I'm describing?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. My understanding is that Alaska's Attorney General has given guidance to the Human Rights Commission about where it stands today. If that guidance later is not present, do you have objection to understanding discrimination on the basis of sex the same way the U.S. Supreme Court did in that? And I, again, this is an if question. I'm not asking you to make a commitment today. You have guidance from the Attorney General today.
Well, it is a delicate question, but I guess I can answer it this way. It's my belief that people are people and that all people deserve the right to be protected from discrimination as it is currently allowed under the law. And that's the only right I can go by is what's written in the law currently. If the law changes, then I will change as well.
Thank you. I think that's a fair answer to a delicate question. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any other questions from members of the committee. Thank you very much, Ms. Cernich. Next.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Next we'll go to Ms. Heyman. So, Rebecca Heyman, if you would please state your name, and in addition, if you're being reappointed or if this is a new appointment, and then you can proceed with your testimony.
Okay, good afternoon. My name is Rebecca Hammond, and I was first appointed to the Alaska Police Standards Council in 2011. And so I am a 25-year resident of Alaska. I came up here with my husband. We came up to work for Katmai National Park, and my husband did, and I followed. And I have fallen in love with this country and with my particular community and become very involved with my community over the years. I have worked in advocacy for an agency called Safe and Fear-Free Environment. We are advocacy for victims of sexual assault and domestic violence, and I've worked in this organization since 2009. And I work as a legal advocate and an advocate who provides direct services. And we cover the whole Lake and Peninsula borough, plus the Bristol Bay borough. So we cover a distance from up around the Iliamna Lake region all the way down as far as King Cove and Cold Bay. And most of that time I've been the only advocate on this side of the bay. In these last 20 or so years, I began serving on the council at first because I was very interested in creating more understanding statewide about the challenges of law enforcement in our small communities, especially as we are so impacted by being off the road system and distance and the high cost of living. And there's so many things that impact police work, and I became very interested in helping our community to have the kind of ethical and good police work that it deserves. And as I've worked in this industry longer and longer, it just becomes more imperative that we have a really high quality of peace officer serving our community. And so I've enjoyed my time working on the Police Standards Council. I was, I believe it was last year, I was elected the vice chair of the council, and Chief Justin Dahl was the chair at that time, and he retired. I became the interim chair and then was elected chair this last December. I've really enjoyed my time working on the council, and we have some important ongoing projects that I'd like to remain a part of. Part of that is rewriting some of our regulations and sort of fine-tuning some of the things to better serve our police departments and our community at large. And I'd really like to continue this important work.
Thank you very much. Before I turn to the other committee members, just for my own clarification, you were appointed, if I've got it right, in 2011 by Governor Parnell. Is it a three-year term, or how long is the term?
I believe it's a four-year term. I don't remember if I was appointed in his first year as governor or if it was partway through his term. I don't remember, but I do remember it was 2011.
But if I'm doing my math, if I'm counting right, you were then reappointed by Governor Walker in 2015 and reappointed by Governor Dunleavy in 2019.
Correct.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that my tracking of the record, tracked years. Are there questions from members of the committee? I don't see any, and I don't have any other questions. Thank you very much for taking the time to testify today. Next we have Mr. Carruthers. Daniel Carruthers is here. Okay. You don't need to be on the speakerphone. Please come forward, state your name for the record, and be sure to tell us whether you're a reappointment or not.
Thank you, Chairman, committee members. This is an initial appointment. I think it's a three-year appointment to the Alaska Standards Council, Police Standards Council. About me.
Did you say your name initially?
Dan Carruthers. I'm sorry.
May have and I may have forgotten. So.
All right. Okay. I've lived in Alaska for, I think I'm going on 47 years. And served with the Department of Corrections for approximately, well, a little over 28 years, in a number of positions, most of them covered by the Alaska Police Standards Council. So correctional officer, institutional probation officer, field probation officer, superintendent, and I think those are the only ones that I served with under the Alaska Standards Council, but also was deputy commissioner for a short period. In addition to that, I've worked after I retired in 2005. I spent 14 years doing polygraphs for field probation, counseling, sex offender counseling, programs throughout the state, public defender's offices, etc. And then on the living in Alaska side, my wife, Wendy, and I, we commercial fish only in the summer. I was a jet boat captain for a few summers and then decided I didn't want to give up my summers. And did a number of other things. So I have a pretty diverse background that I personally am aware of that the Alaska Police Standards Council covers, you know, and I don't know the percentage, but it's probably 50% of the members that it applies to are covered under the Alaska Police Standards Council, all the correctional officers, all the probation officers, I believe superintendents, and I've worked with directly when I was a field probation officer in Bethel for, well, I lived in Bethel for 6 years, the village public safety officers, which are also covered, and also have worked with the parole board through parole progress reports when I was a field or an institutional PO. So I think I could be of value to the state and the Alaska Police Standards Council, with your permission, through this appointment.
Thank you. Questions? Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Carruthers, thanks for being here. Thanks for volunteering.
Nice seeing you again.
You too. So just a sort of broad strokes vision question. If they handed you a magic wand, what would be the first step, the first change you might make when it comes to our correctional professionals and sort of the scope of the council, initial training, ongoing training, supervision. What would be, the first dream change that Councilmember Carruthers might make?
Well, I believe the Alaska Police Standards Council has very specific guidelines on areas of training that they require in order to be certified. So the Corrections Academy hits on all of those. But, you know, being a correctional officer and a probation officer, a very difficult job. And so I would say that and I personally know that the vast majority of them are very professional and they handle a lot of stuff. But dealing with what we have today is a little different than when I was a correctional officer. There's more sophisticated gang activity. And so the areas, I believe the area that probably the best thing was maybe even extend the training so that they have a better base on all the areas that are they're responsible for. I don't want to say before they hit the floor, but at least they'll have a person with them to who is trained and experienced. I think that would probably be the single biggest thing. But I do believe the biggest thing that's hitting all the police officers, correctional officers, everybody, is the recruitment issue, which you're probably aware of. So area, I mean, you'd have to look at exactly what the standards are that met. And there's a trend to lower the standards in order to increase the, I think I might be against that. If anything, the standards should be raised, not lowered. And if there's a recruitment issue problem, there's other ways of dealing with that besides lowering the standards, is the way I would look at it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's valuable insight.
I don't see any other questions. It isn't clear for me. Are you based in Southeast Alaska now?
I live I don't live in Juneau. I live in Douglas.
Near the theater?
Uh-huh. Yeah, actually, I am near the theater.
I'm just trying to support your perspective on Douglas versus Juneau and rib the senator from Juneau. I don't have any other questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairman, committee members.
And I think the last we have is Mr. Stephen Dutra. Mr. Dutra is, I think, on the line. Mr. Dutra, if you want to state your name for the record, you can proceed with your testimony.
Dutra, D-U-T-R-A.
And be sure to let us know whether you're a reappointment or new to this adventure.
My name is Steve Dutra. Thank you for having me today. I am a reappointment. I was originally appointed, I believe, by Walker in 18, and reappointed by Dunleavy in 19, and reappointed again by Dunleavy this time. So my name is, like I said, Steve. I am a 20-year resident of Alaska. I've been a police officer, a police chief for over 10 years. I've been a police officer for over 27 years. I am... currently, I have served in North Pole for most of my career, 24 years of my career here in North Pole. I worked my way up from patrol to sergeant, to lieutenant, to chief. And I did 3 years in Southeast Alaska in the Yakutat Department of Public Safety, so I've got some good village time behind me, experience. I'm also the president of the Alaska Association of Chiefs of Police, and I'm also a board member of the Farthest North Chapter of Alaska Police Officers Association. That's about all. Give me to say more.
I don't think it's required. I always appreciate the reapplicants because some of us have gone through this process with you before. Questions from members of the committee? Hearing and seeing none. Thank you very much, Mr. Dutra, and thank you for your continued service. We are now going to open it up for public testimony. It is public, but we're opening up for members of the public. Is there anyone in the room who wants to provide public testimony as to any of the four appointees to different boards and commissions or councils, commission and council? So you know in the room and I do not see anyone online to provide any kind of public testimony, so I'm going to close public testimony. Any last comments from members of the committee? Hearing and seeing none, Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Judiciary Committee, having reviewed the qualifications of the governor's appointees, recommends the following names be forwarded to a joint session for consideration: Sheila Cernich to the Alaska State Commission for Human Rights, and Rebecca Hammond, Daniel Carruthers, and Stephen Dutra to the Alaska Police Standards Council. This motion does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against these individuals during any further sessions for the purpose of confirmation.
The names will be forwarded to the joint session. Please be sure to sign the confirmation committee report as we continue our business of the day. Our second and final order of business today is Senate Bill 37, Crime Counterfeit and Non-Functioning Airbags, sponsored by my office. This is the second hearing of the bill in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Our office did not receive any amendments to Senate Bill 37, so that brings the bill back before the committee. And are there any final comments from members of the committee? Senator Keom, I have a motion.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Bill 37, version 33LS0277/A as an Anchorage out of committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
Hearing no objections, Senate Bill 37 moves from committee. Please stay behind to sign the paperwork. With that, we will adjourn for the day. Our next meeting is Wednesday, April 5th at 1:30 p.m. We will stand adjourned. The time is now 1:51 p.m.